بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We will read from the Malfuzat, from the sayings of Arif Billah, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, Rahmatan Wasi'ah. At Hazrat Khanqa in Pakistan, Karachi, some years ago when they started their Al-Madrasa of the Alim Cause, Kitab section, when that day started, so Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi spoke, gave a bayan on that day, so this is compiled in a book form. The title is Talaba wa Mudarrisin se Khususi Khitab, Jamia Ashraful Madaris ke Shobai Kutub ke Iftitah ke Mauqa par. So obviously in this, advices was given for students of Deen, and we ourselves are also students of Deen, so we will read a few nasihats from you. One of the advices on that day Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi spoke about was Adab wa Ikram ki ahmiyat, the importance of Adab, respect, Ikram, to give others preference over oneself, whether it is our student colleagues, our satis in the room, in the classroom, whether it's any other Muslim brother, to make Ikram. We all know what is Ikram, Ikram a Muslim, the fourth point which we are always taught. So adab or ikram ki ahmiyat, the importance for adab, and adab not only as students but our whole life inshallah, if we inculcate this quality, respect everyone and everything, respect everyone and everything, whether it's someone junior to you or someone senior to you, your ustad, your friend, whoever it may be, parents, anyone in the community, to the extent that Muslims and non-Muslims also, we should respect. Does not mean they don't have iman, we should not respect them, because we don't know what is their end result and we do not know what is our end result. So show good akhlaq and respect each person. And one step further than that, also every item. That is something we as students, which also I wish to speak about, is we need to respect everything. The items that are available for our usage in the madrasa, and our own things, our own personal things also. Sometimes we have this very low mentality, and these words I heard from our Muhtamim sahab sitting in here when I used to be sitting there where you are sitting, and from our student days after Asr, Maulana used to talk and say some people have this very low and base mentality where they just like to damage, write something, graffiti, madrasa walls, lockers, behind the toilet doors. It shows a very low status, this. And a person who's Allah Ta'ala has given him maturity and aqal, intelligence, that person is above these kind of actions. And you are students of Deen, and Allah has given you that ability and intelligence. So you are not expected to behave in that manner. So some people have even their own personal things. They don't look after their things. They will lose it. Simple thing. How many times don't we lose our watch or our pen? A mu'min is not supposed to be like that. Also we heard from our Muhtamim sahab, and you may have heard it also, that we must be so organized and disciplined that, you know, my pen is always in my top pocket, for example. Or my watch, when I take it off, it goes in the right pocket. So when the time comes, you're not fumbling around. Where's my watch? This, that, that. A mu'min is always very organized and disciplined. And this we learn from the lives of our Buzurgan Deen. They used to say, go into my room, on the shelf, on the left-hand wall, second shelf from the top, you'll find this kitab placed there. It's many of our Buzurg had this good quality. So it's something we need to inculcate. Adab, ihtiram, respect for ourselves and items that we used. Anyway, so from the advices here, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, Maulana Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Mere Shaykh Ithani, Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib, ke char bhai Angrezi daan the. He is mentioning about his Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib of Hardoi, Rahimahullah, that Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib had four brothers. In me se ek hi bhai, yani Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, alim huye. From among the brothers, only Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib became an alim of deen. The rest were Angrezi daan, meaning they had attained or achieved some circular dunyawi knowledge, if you can call it knowledge. Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib ke walid Mahmoodul Haq Sahib, jo Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh ke majaz e suhbat bhi the, unhone Hardoi ke ek bahut bare jalsa mein farmaya. The father of Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, Mahmoodul Haq Sahib, and he was a khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, the father. So the father once mentioned in a Hardoi jalsa, where the jalsa was taking place, he mentioned this point, ke apne bachcho ko Arabi parhao. He told the people, he advised them, that teach your children Arabi. Arabi, by Arabi they mean obviously the Arabic language, meaning the alim cause. Make them maulanas, make them ulama. یعنی عالم بناؤ, اپنے بچے کو عربی پڑھاؤ یعنی عالم بناؤ. کیونکہ جب میں کہتا ہوں, then the father محمود الحق صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ is saying that when I give a command and I say کہ پانی لاؤ, sometimes the father needs to say پانی لاؤ, تو میرے انگریزی پڑھنے والے بیٹوں تو نوکر سے کہتے ہیں کہ ابا کو پانی پلاؤ. Those were from my sons, those who went and took some circular studies, they then say to the worker that get some water, the father is requesting for water. اور میرا بیٹا مولوی ابرار الحق صاحب جس کو میں نے حافظ بنایا خود دور کر پانی لاتا ہے. And my son مولانا ابرار الحق صاحب, from all my sons, when he is around and he hears, he runs himself and brings the water himself. اور مجھے پلاتا ہے, he gives me to drink. اب تم اس واقعہ سے خود ہی سبق حاصل کرو. One can deduce the lesson from this incident کہ لڑکوں کو عالم اور حافظ بنانا چاہیے یا مستر بنانا چاہیے. مستر meaning کچھ دنیاوی تعلیم ان کو دینا چاہیے. اور آپ کو معلوم ہے, you know that ہمارا علم ہمیں کیا سکھاتا ہے, our knowledge that we are attaining, yeah, what are we taught? Aren't we taught the respect for parents, respect for asatiza? So this is one waqia. I never read the whole chapter, I just read this one waqia. This waqia shows us that we have to always respect our elders, parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, anyone, even if it's your elder brother, always show respect. Especially مولانا قاری امیر حسن صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ, he also passed away now, of Hardoi. He writes in his Malfuzat, he says three people deserve the most respect in your life. Your parents, because Allah Ta'ala has made them the sabab of you coming into the dunya. So your parents, your ustad, and your sheikh, if you have a sheikh. And if you do not have a sheikh, you should take up one, make mashara, make istikhara, and take, have a sheikh. So these three people, parents, ustad, ustad is your ruhani, your spiritual father. Through him you are becoming a Muslim. Through him you are becoming insan. Insan, we all are insan, but some insan are like hayawan. Until we do not make islah, yes, until we do not make islah, we all need it, I myself need it. Bring all the good akhlaqi hamida, awsafi hamida in us. Then a person becomes insan. Insan kehne ke laiq hota hai. Warna wo insan hayawan jaisa hai. As I was saying, some people, unfortunately, they don't have respect in their life. So you just live your life like a non-Muslim, like an animal. Khana, peena, kamana, aur kya. We have a goal in front of us, a maqsad in front of us. So adab and ihtiram, we can, I wish to speak more also about it maybe in future. But it's something that we find lacking in our students, generally, not each individual. And adab and ihtiram for asatiza, for sachis, for colleagues, for things of the madrasa. Understand? Over the years that we are in the situation that we are, and we are interacting with you boys, we find many, if not all, but many, not all, many of you, respect for fellow human beings is missing, and respect for things of the madrasa also. And alhamdulillah, I say this, alhamdulillah, that it's a minority group. Majority of you are matured. So this is something we need to improve in our lives. Respect the things around you, respect your asatiz, respect the asatiza. Sometimes you see ustad is walking, but because he is not your ustad, he never teach you or he won't be teaching you. For example, he's a hips class ustad. You see an alim boy bolting past him, as if he's not even walking there. It's very bad. Years ago when I was still, I think in my maybe fifth year or final year, Maulana Hassan Dokrat Sahib was still a ustad in our madrasa. And there was another ustad, Maulana Muhammad Muhammadi. He's also now in Verulam KZN. So yeah, outside by the shurek, we got these benches. So Maulana Muhammad Muhammadi, the ustad, was sitting and putting on his shoes after salah. And another student, who's also, alhamdulillah, an alim today, the student was sitting and Maulana was standing. The student was still putting on his shoes. And very casually he was talking to Maulana. So myself, Maulana Hassan were walking out, and Maulana Hassan told me, look at this person, he got no respect for the ustad. Ustad is standing and he's putting on his shoes, but the ustad must wait for him and they're talking. Now Maulana Muhammad Muhammadi just came to the madrasa at that time, he was young also. So whether the ustad is young or old, whether he is teaching you or not, in this madrasa we don't have it, but if there is, whether the ustad is teaching alif ba, maktab level, low, that is the basis. You respect him also, even though you may be doing takhassus in hadith or in iftah or whatever, in Bukhari Sharif. Respect every ustad. Hifz ustads don't regard alim ustads, and alim ustads don't regard hifz ustads. Before the Jalsa, when we had our Abnai Qadim gathering, all the ex-graduates were here. Then we had three sessions for the Hifz students downstairs. Maulana Musa Al-Orgat Sahib, who's such an old ustad, he mentioned this incident in one of the programs there down. And he said that, he was talking of the same last year. He was saying few days ago or few weeks ago, a student came to make mulaqat with me and he says, "Maulana, assalamu alaikum, make dua, I'm leaving." "Bhai, who are you? Where you come from? Where you are going? Where you leaving to?" He says, "No, I'm so and so from this place. I was studying here. I'm graduating from Dora Hadith. So I came to make dua." Maulana said, "I don't even know the student existed." Maulana Musa Sahib said, "Because he's a Hizb Ustad, we just regard them. They are low. Hum hai, hum par rahe. We sitting on top in higher classes and breaking our head. What these Ustads know? Na'uzu billah." Whereas they are the one, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib used to say, if you have a good quality carpet or a layout in your Alim classes or Bukhari Sharif class, put a double better than that in the Hizb classes where the Quran is being taught. And I always tell my Hizb boys also, that your status in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala is more than those who are studying Alim, because you are doing the matan. Alim boys are now doing the sharuhat of what is Quran. You are doing the matan. So what is asal, matan or sharah? Obviously the matan, meaning the Quran e Kareem. So hafiz ki bahut qadar hai, huffaz aur hafiz parhane wale ki bahut qadar hai. See now what I'm talking about. Some boys sitting there in a beka laughing away. I won't take their name, I won't even look at them. They're making their own jokes. I'm watching them for a while. So, Allah give us tawfiq, bhai. It's very sad. Here we're talking of adab and ihtiram, and two boys there, I'm watching them for the second or third time, laughing and making their own stories. One last thing I need to mention here, and I mentioned it to some of the classes. We know that there is a conference coming up here, inshallah, in January. And ulama and people from around the world will be coming and staying in the madrasa. The programs will be taking place at the civic center, which is there, but the accommodation will be here. So we're trying to do up the madrasa. You have been told about this already. One of the aspects is, no one is allowed to play in the courtyard and in between the blocks. On Sundays and Fridays, just make some sacrifice for a few weeks, inshallah. Because we know Allah Ta'ala is sending down His Pani also, the Barish Barsat is coming. Now that grass is trying to grow, and we're running over it and trampling it every day after Asr, or Thursdays before class, the tournament takes place there. Fridays, whole day, there's a cricket match here, soccer match. It's good, you all must play, we're not discouraging, but this period of time, after that you can start your jumping and running and kicking again. And also in between the blocks, some of these, there's no grass growing there. So let us make it look nice and presentable. You'll understand that. Now for the timing, you're going to ask, where must we play? Play in the back, or play something else, or somewhere else. But you'll make your adjustment, inshallah. You're very good at finding ways. But don't play here in the courtyard. Understand? Soccer, cricket, whatever it is. Let the grass grow, inshallah. We're going to throw some topsoil or whatever it is also. Try to make the place look nice and presentable. And one last thing on this, I remembered. So I mentioned this last year also, and still some boys are doing it. When you go to the ark, do not dress inappropriately. You need to take your kurta off while you're doing whatever you're doing there. Then you carry it in a small kit bag. Understand? Your other exercise clothes. Then you put your kurta in there and you wear your, but your sitter must be covered, even there. Above, over your knees. Understand? Not at your knees, over, lower, meaning, over means lower. And cover your body appropriately and do your exercise. When you're coming back, put on your kurta again and your topi. Don't walk around as a tracksuit and a t-shirt only. This week again I saw some talaba. You're walking in the streets of Azadbar, and by your features generally people know that these are students of the Darul Uloom. Now what example are we showing? And forget the people, for ourselves, Allah Ta'ala has bestowed us to be talib ilam. So always have your topi and kurta. Understand? At night, I told you, at night when it's time to sleep, you can maybe take off your topi. Even walk around in a corridor, have your kurta on. Theek hai, we'll do these few things. Ciao, subhanAllah.